Hello, everybody. This is Beth Walsh Erickson sitting in for Rhett Palmer. Beth Walsh Erickson of BethWE.com. I'm here today with Betsy Root, a registered and licensed dietitian, and we're talking about food.
Our favorite topic.
Our favorite topic. So we were talking about cheese right before we went on break. You know, I'll be honest with you. I do have, I can get respiratory things. I get allergies, so I'm going to have to listen to Angela maybe and look into that, that other portion. But it got incredibly better when I got off dairy. I mean, I had to stop eating cheese. I started with taking cheese out of my diet. And you know what's funny, Betsy, is I use cheese in so many things.
Most people do. When you think about every casserole, every, you know, even biscuits and things, people add cheese to it.
Right. It's like a hidden ingredient, too, sometimes. Mm-hmm. You don't think about it. I remember the first time an Outback Steakhouse opened in our area, was going to open in our area. And I'm a restaurant manager, so I went on a spy mission to see what it was about. So I went up to the one in Melbourne. And we had salad, soup, salad, a steak, and shared a dessert. And we couldn't drive home because there was too much fat. And I said, oh my gosh, I think there was cheese in every course.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. So cheese, tell us the ins and outs of cheese and, you know.
Well, cheese, like you said, number one, it tastes great.
Right.
Number two, it is a dairy product, so it is a good calcium source.
Okay.
So often, and very often, vegetarians will use cheese as a good protein because it is an excellent protein source as well.
Okay.
The hard part is it's very high in the bad fats, saturated fats.
Okay.
So anything that's an animal product tends to have more saturated fat. And the problem with saturated fat is it makes our body make more of the bad cholesterol, that LDL cholesterol. So that's why with cheeses, I encourage people, if they're able to purchase a lower fat cheese to at least try to cut back on some of the saturated fat. Cheese also, unfortunately, has quite a bit of sodium.
Okay, and we're going to talk about sodium. Mm-hmm. Is sodium okay? Salt okay?
Well, the thing is, we're finding that everybody eats too much sodium.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's in things that you don't even know. So you add salt to it on top of what the package has in it.
Exactly. Exactly. And what we know now, none of us need much more. Our body needs about 800 milligrams of sodium a day to live.
Okay.
But the recommendation now is, we used to say 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of sodium a day was fine for everyone. New recommendations are maybe we should keep it at closer to 2,000.
Okay.
Because we're seeing much more high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to, as we all know, strokes.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize it can lead to kidney disease.
Really? I did not know that.
Well, and people on dialysis, we tend to say, oh, it's because of diabetes, because diabetes increases the risk as well. But just people with high blood pressure through the years, maybe not controlled as well.
Okay.
They're at great risk also.
You know, I know you talked about label reading before. I asked you like how many grams of this and stuff. I don't want to have our segment end and not know a little bit more. What you're saying, look at the carbohydrates.
Right. So when you look at a label, a couple rules of thumb is, if you look at the total fat, try to keep that at 3 grams or less.
Okay.
For foods.
Okay.
The sodium, look for foods with 140 milligrams or less.
Okay.
Per serving.
Okay. This is good stuff. Okay.
Now, the exception is a TV dinner, because I know we have a lot of people living alone. TV dinners, I say up to about 600 milligrams of sodium for a TV dinner is okay, because that's going to be your whole meal.
Okay.
Typically.
All right.
And then with carbohydrates, that the amount varies depending on the person and how many calories they need.
Okay.
And then saturated and trans fats, try to keep those as low as possible.
Okay.
Because they're the bad fats for our heart.
That's where your limbo is good. Limbo low. Diabetes has been a big pop-up. And following these rules will help us with that?
Portion control and exercise are the best things we can do to prevent developing type 2 or what we call adult onset diabetes.
What if you're pre-diabetic? Can your body respond and do better if you start to do the right things, or is it too late?
No, it's not too late. You can actually prevent developing diabetes by portion control.
And portion control.
And at least 30 minutes of movement a day.
Beautiful. That's good news for a lot of people.
It is. And there are over 50 million people with prediabetes.
Yeah. It's kind of easy to come by these days with the way we eat, the fast food.
And too much.
Sugar.
Just too much food.
Just too much food, just all the way around. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell by looking at you, you're a healthy eater because you're the right size. Your skin is glowing. You have bright eyes. This is Betsy Root. There's nowhere to contact you because you're basically working for Meals and Wheels out of St. Lucie County, and you're not. But we appreciate your tips, Betsy, and we thank you. We'll be reading our labels. We hope to see you here on the show again.
Good. Thanks. I'd love to come back.
Okay. Thank you.